Little streaks and flashes of light popped into Luke's brain, letting him know that the darkness wasn't endless after all. So he wasn't dead. That came as something of a surprise, but he wasn't one to be ungrateful for a stroke of luck.
Oh, damn it, boy, that hurts!
Sorry, Pop. I either have to tie you up and gag you, or kill you. And I don't want to kill you.
If that's what you're going to do to that fella? You're going to kill him in cold blood?
I don't want to do that either. But he's got to be a bounty hunter, the way he was asking around about me. He described me to the bartender over at the saloon, and then he came here and started asking questions about my horse.
Got paper out on you, do you? You don't hardly look like a desperado. You're mean as hell, though, tying these knots so blasted tight.
Quit complaining, Pop.
I ain't your gall-durned Pop. And even if I was, I'd never claim a no-good whelp like you if you hadn't snuck up.
It was obvious to Luke that it was Judd Tyler who was doing the tying and gagging. It couldn't be anybody else. Since Tyler was just finishing the job of securing the old liveryman, Luke figured only a few minutes had passed since the wallop that knocked him out. Luke stayed as silent and unmoving as any unconscious man would be. His head throbbed from being hit, but the ache was already beginning to fade slightly.
I really ought to shoot this fella in the head, but that'd draw too much attention. I know I'm gonna regret this, but I guess I better tie him up too.
That was good news to Luke's ears. He could afford to lie there on his belly and wait while he continued to recover from being knocked out. A tense moment passed. Maybe Tyler had caught on that he was shamming and had said that about tying him up just to keep Luke from trying anything. Tyler bent over, grabbed Luke's left wrist with one hand, and pulled it behind his back. He held it there while he took hold of Luke's other wrist. That meant both of Tyler's hands were full, so he couldn't be holding a gun. Luke bucked up from the ground. Tyler went down. Luke rolled over and pushed himself up. Tyler lay on his back, clawing at the gun on his hip. Luke caught his wrist just as Tyler jerked the Colt out of its holster and shoved the gun aside. Luke hung on to Tyler's gun wrist. Tyler fought back with surprising strength. He writhed partially out from under Luke and aimed a knee at his groin. Luke twisted and the blow landed high. His grip slipped enough for Tyler to tear free. The barrel of Tyler's gun missed Luke's head and hit his left shoulder. Luke's arm went numb. As the two men rolled and thrashed on the floor, they wound up next to a shovel lying on the ground. Tyler grabbed it and rammed the handle into Luke's ribs. Luke butted his head into Tyler's face. Tyler reared back, stunned. Luke dug a knee into the wanted man's belly and grabbed him around the throat. Keeping him pinned down, Luke banged Tyler's head on the ground several times. The young man stopped fighting. His eyes were glassy and unfocused as they stared up at Luke. Feeling was starting to come back into Luke's left arm. He used it to grab the shovel and toss it away out of Tyler's reach. Then he pushed himself to his feet and stood over the young man. Both of Luke's holsters were empty, as was the sheath where his knife rode. A pitchfork leaned nearby against the gate of one of the stalls. Luke reached over and took hold of it. He held the fork's sharp tines poised over Tyler's chest.
You stop fighting, or I'll remind myself that the bounty on your head is payable dead or alive.
Tyler was still mostly out of it, but he was able to lift a hand.
No more. Don't kill me.
Luke stepped back, but kept the pitchfork ready. He glanced around and saw that Tyler's Colt had wound up several yards away during the fight. The fugitive was unarmed, unless he had a hideout gun somewhere on him. A man appeared in the stable's open doors. For the second time today, Luke had a shotgun pointed at him, but this greener was in the hands of a bulky, middle-aged man with a star pinned to his vest under the open rain slicker he wore.
What the hell? Throw that pitchfork down, mister, I'll blast you!
Take it easy, Marshal. I'm not the man you want. This one is. He's a killer, wanted up in Montana.
Well, how in blazes do I know that?
The Marshal came farther into the barn. His face was broad and florid with the bulbous nose of a drinker.
I come in here and find old Fred tied up and one stranger about to skewer another stranger with a pitchfork. Maybe I ought to just shoot both of you.
That might simplify your life, but it would be the wrong thing to do. If you'll allow me to reach into my saddlebags, I can show you the wanted poster on this man. Not only that, if you'll remove Mr. Crandall's gag, I'm sure he'll be glad to tell you that we were the ones who were attacked.
We'll just see about both those things. You stand right there where you are.
The marshal moved over to the stool where Crandall was perched. The lawman pulled the gag out. The stableman glared toward Tyler.
That fella's telling you the truth, Marshal. That varmint on the ground is the one what caused the trouble. He must have snuck in the back while me and that hombre in black were talking. Then he jumped out and walloped him on the head with a shovel.
The marshal didn't look convinced.
I need some names here.
My name is Luke Jensen.
Luke pointed at the fugitive.
That's Judd Tyler. He's wanted in White Fork, Montana for murdering a young woman.
Tyler had gotten enough of his senses back to push himself up on an elbow.
That's a damn lie.
Like I said, Marshal, I can prove it if you'll let me show you that wanted poster.
The lawman frowned for a moment, then he jerked his head in a nod.
Well, go ahead and get it, but try anything funny, I'll blow your head off.
Luke's gray hadn't spooked during the ruckus. It had stood stolidly during the shootout in the street a short time earlier, too. Luke liked that about the horse. He unfastened one of the saddlebags, reached inside, and brought out a folded sheet of paper. He unfolded it and held it out to the marshal. Lowering the shotgun, the lawman stepped forward and took the wanted poster from Luke. He studied it for a long moment, moving his lips a little as he read. Then he looked down at Judd Tyler.
You'll see that the horse in that stall over there matches the description on the poster. And Mr. Crandall can confirm that Tyler is the one who rode it into town yesterday.
He sure as blazes did. Now, is somebody gonna get these dag blasted ropes off of me? It's mighty uncomfortable being tied up like this.
The marshal handed the reward dodger back to Luke.
All right, Jensen, why don't you give Fred a hand? I'll keep an eye on Tyler.
Make it a close eye. He's tricky.
Being tricky when there's a shotgun pointed at you don't get you anything except a load of buckshot.